Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The man who does it better than anybody else, Greg Cosell, executive producer of NFL Matchup. Greg, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Gentlemen, it's always good to be with you guys. What's happening?
Well, what's happening is that, like, every year we talk to you, and every year we're trying to finally find that quarterback for the Browns. And every year either the Browns don't take one or they take the wrong one. So we keep hoping for the right one, Greg.
I heard they have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, you might have heard that, right?
That's true.
I mean, isn't it amazing, Greg? The last 3 years they've had the second pick, the first pick, and now the first pick again. And to this point have still not settled their quarterback issue.
Well, I guess who knows? Maybe they won't draft a quarterback.
Oh, don't say that, please, Greg.
I don't know.
That would not be pleasant for us if that happened. Not be good at all. Well, let's start looking at these quarterbacks, Greg, because there's a lot of fascinating guys.
They're very different. So I'll tell you this right now. Yeah. I don't have an order because they're very, very different.
Okay, so all right, let's just break them all down. Let's start with Josh Rosen because he's the guy I like the most, so I'll be selfish about it and start with him. Tell me what you like and don't like when you see the film on Josh Rosen.
There's more to like than not like. I think that he's the most refined of the quarterbacks in this draft as far as his technique, his fundamentals. He has very clean footwork on his drop. He's got a firm base. He's got repetitive mechanics. He's an easy, natural thrower of the football. Not a power arm, but a good arm. He threw with timing and anticipation, and for the most part, good accuracy. And that normally transitions well to the NFL. I would say that there were times when his ball placement was not exactly what it needs to be the kind of quarterback that he has to be at the NFL level. You know, a couple of things need to be cleaned up in that regard. You know, his ball placement was a little erratic, but he's a pocket passer. He fits the profile of a pocket passer, and that means he's going to have to be very consistently precise with his accuracy.
How's it? People have said that his offensive line at UCLA was not very good, and that created some problems for him. When you watched the tape, did you notice that?
Yeah, and I think one issue that some are talking about, I didn't see it as much as some did.
Okay.
They talk about the fact that they didn't think he had particularly good pocket movement. As I said, I didn't see that as a big issue. I thought a larger issue at times was that he stayed focused too long on his primary receiver and brought coverage to the throw. I think that part can be taught. But you know what? When I do this, and people, it's funny you ask me that question. When I do this, I isolate the quarterback from the rest of the offense, and I think that's critical. You have to isolate the quarterback, you know, because for the most part, there's not a lot of jailbreaks. And in the NFL, as you well know, you have to be able to make throws when there are people around you. So unless it's truly a jailbreak and a guy is under pressure literally before he can plant his back foot, you have to put that in a context and understand that, hey, he's going to have to make some tough throws in the NFL where there are bodies around him.
Let's go to the other quarterback in California. You know, we're hearing from media members that a lot of people like Sam Darnold more than any of the others. What do you see from Sam Darnold on the tape?
Yeah, Darnold was an interesting guy because he's an up and down guy for me. You know, I think he needs some work on his delivery. Now, maybe he's gotten that work. I know he's working with Jordan Palmer, and Jordan's very, very good. But I think his delivery, when you watch tape, and again, he hasn't played a football game now. So his footwork and balance need major work to play with the disciplined feet and consistently firm base that's necessary. I've always described him more as a baller than a disciplined, nuanced quarterback. That's what he is. At this point, based on tape study. Now, there was not a lot of precision to his game, but his size, his arm, which is good, not phenomenal, good. His movement, his second reaction ability, that gets people excited. And there are clearly enough pocket throws with accuracy to show higher level potential, but he's far from a finished product, but he's 20 years old. Right. So, you know, he was a tough call for me, and I watched actually last summer, I watched six games from his 2016 season, and then I've watched a ton of stuff. What I've done this year, guys, just so you know, is I watched five or six games, I watched all third downs, I've watched all 15-plus plays, because I want to see how they make their good plays, and I've watched red zone interceptions and sacks. Mm. So I've seen a lot of plays.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
I love how Greg's got, he can just get, you pick the cut-ups, right, Greg?
It's phenomenal.
Well, more or less. It's not like a team necessarily, but we have a system where I can
just go to third down.
Categorize it like that, yes.
Greg, you said about Darnold, you said his footwork and balance need major work.
They do.
How hard is that to teach once you're at the next level?
Well, I think you can always fix below the waist. You won't change the way he throws. And the reality is, even though there are throws that look bad, for the most part, he throws the ball pretty quickly with his kind of delivery. It's not the delivery you might teach a kid from scratch at 5 years old or at 8 years old, but the way he throws the ball, it comes out relatively quick. It just doesn't look pretty sometimes. But you can fix below the waist. It's very hard to fix anything with the way a guy throws it. I would describe Darnold as an exciting, tantalizing prospect, but not a can't miss.
Okay. Greg, when you look at turnovers, how do you grade those or assess those, like interceptions, the fumbles, and things like that?
Well, interceptions you assess in many ways. If it's an inaccurate throw, then it's an inaccurate throw. If it's a bad read, you kind of get a feel for what the route concept was and what the defense is. And again, I don't know how guys are coached, but if it's a route concept I'm very familiar with, which most are these days, then I have a feel for where the ball should go against the coverage. Every once in a while, I thought that Darnold had a blind spot in the middle of the field. He threw a lot of interceptions right in the middle of the field where he did not account for the defender, and there's no way I know what's in his head. You'd have to ask him. You'd have to go over the plays with him and ask him. But he's a guy that could struggle early because he's in college. He was a little bit of a cavalier decision maker, and he showed some inaccurate tendencies. And I think you can mitigate that a little bit with your pass game design, but that's something you have to be well aware of.
Greg Cosell is with us for NFL Matchup. Greg, you said that Sam Darnold is not a can't-miss prospect. Are any of these quarterbacks can't-miss prospects? None of them.
Not to me.
Well, how many have been, Greg? How many in the recent years? Who's been? Is Luck the only guy? Are there a few others? Who's been a can't-miss?
I'm wrong just like the next guy, obviously.
Yeah.
But to me, Carson Wentz was a can't-miss prospect.
Okay.
But I don't mean to bring up bad history here.
Geez, Greg.
But that's the way I saw him.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Wentz, is Wentz the only one since Luck?
Who else? I'm trying to think of all, it's hard for me.
Winston or Mariota, maybe?
No. I don't know. I don't think those guys were can't miss. No. Wentz was a guy I just really, really liked.
Oh, we loved him, too.
Darn it,
we loved him, too. And you would know better. All right. Well, let's get to...
Can I ask about my guy?
That's fair enough. Get to your guy.
I'm not going to let you ask about my guy. Greg, I love Baker. I love him. I don't know what it is. You don't really look at the off the field, the competitive stuff.
Well,
you just look at the tape, right?
Unfortunately, I'm hearing some bad things about that, but I don't do that.
Okay.
That's not going to what I tell you right now is going to have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I know.
And I like him.
Ooh.
I liked him on tape quite a bit. And here's what kind of I know we only have a certain amount of time, so we can't get into everything. But
I got plenty of time for Baker Mayfield, Greg. Plenty of time for Baker Mayfield. Take as much time as you want.
I mentioned that I watched all 15-plus yard plays of these quarterbacks, and I guess Mayfield had about 125 of them, give or take. What really surprised me watching those was almost all of them came within structure and rhythm. And that was an amazing takeaway for me because I don't get to sit and watch a ton of college football on Saturdays. It's my only day to breathe. So you know, there was a perception out there, right or wrong, that he was kind of a runaround guy. So I don't know what I was expecting to see, but I was really surprised, but I really liked it. I mean, he plays the game within structure, within rhythm, and, you know, being at the combine and being very fortunate to be on the field, the ball comes out of his hand really nicely. Now, he's not a power thrower like Josh Allen, who we can get to next, but the ball comes out really, really well. He spins it well. Obviously, he does have the playmaking dimension to his game, and which can defeat the defensive X's and O's, but I really think there's a lot to like about Baker Mayfield as you transition him to the NFL. Now, for the people that say he's shorter than desired, of course he is, but we know that's not going to change.
Yeah, Greg, and I was going to ask you about the height, because you know, everybody, people that don't like short quarterbacks seem to bring it up all the time, and it seems to me that I don't know that the failure rate of NFL short quarterbacks is any worse than tall quarterbacks, because most short quarterbacks never even get a chance, right?
And I haven't done those studies, so I can't answer that, but here's what I will say.
Yeah.
I will say that the NFL passing game, for the most part, has sort of evolved over time. It's very much quick game-based, three-step drops, quick five. There's not a lot of deep seven-step drops unless you're going what we call shot plays, where you block with seven or eight. So the ball comes out quicker. The pass rush doesn't get there as quickly as it did, you know, years ago. So, again, I'm not saying that every quarterback now should be 6 feet, but I think that that delineation may not be what it was years ago. Now,
right.
Will there be plays where it is? Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that in the case of Baker Mayfield, I don't view that as a negative to the point where I'd say you can't draft him in the first round.
We're talking with Greg Cosell, NFL matchup. Greg, you just mentioned Josh Allen.
Hey, one more thing, Greg.
Yeah. One more Baker?
Just a small follow-up on that, because you said you could draft him in the first round. If you're the Browns and you love him, would you take him number one overall?
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
If you love him, I would, yeah. I mean, what's
right.
If you love him, yeah.
Absolutely. Greg, let's talk about Josh Allen, because, you know, obviously I didn't see him play a lot in college, as most people didn't. You watched the film. The stats aren't particularly impressive. The height, the weight, the hand size, all those things look great, and we know he's got a big arm. What do you make of him?
Yeah, the way I've been talking about him, and I think it's valid, he speaks to the difference between arm strength and arm talent. Arm strength to me is the ability to throw the ball with power, velocity, really drive the football. And I got a chance to really see him throw in person and talk to him. And he, by the way, he's an unbelievable kid. But he can really drive the football. I mean, he's just such an easy thrower of the ball with great velocity. There are people who said they've never seen a guy throw it quite like that. That's arm strength. Arm talent speaks more to the ability to make specific kinds of throws, touch throws, timing throws, pace throws, take something off it. And his precise ball placement is not what you'd like it to be. So he really speaks to that difference. Now, can you get better in those areas? I think that that's something that, you know, reasonable, smart people would disagree on. But clearly, his arm strength and his athleticism, I mean, he's a big, big man now, and he moves exceptionally well. So, you know, there's certainly a lot you look at and go, wow, that guy, that's pretty good stuff right there. But then you look at the arm talent part, and he's a little loose in that area. You know, he's nowhere near as precise as you'd like him to be.
Right. Yeah, he just scares the you-know-what out of me. All right, I want to get to one more guy here, Greg. We've got to get one more quarterback in this draft. I saw you tweet some tweets on Lamar Jackson, and you had some positive things to say about him. I made the statement the other day that it wouldn't stun me if 5 years from now Lamar Jackson ended up being the best quarterback in this draft. Is that crazy or not?
Well, he's being penalized for the fact that he's a great athlete.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so, but he's another example of a quarterback prospect who'll probably be very polarizing, because there's now this new balance in the NFL between second reaction playmaking, which has become a big thing in the past number of years because of the pass rush in the NFL, and he's obviously outstanding at that, versus pocket efficiency, and he needs work. The question, you know, for many will be, what's his ceiling as far as pocket efficiency? What can be coached? You know, as I've talked about before, Bobby Petrino, there's a lot of NFL pass game concepts, so Lamar's familiar with those. I think based on tape study, I would argue that he can operate effectively and efficiently within the framework of a structured passing game. Now, you don't know until he sees an NFL pass rush. Is he going to bail? That's hard to know. But, and obviously there's a spectacular dimension to his game that shows up with both design runs, which you have to be careful of in the NFL because of his body type, and second reaction throws and runs. But that's, you know, that's, he's really good at that. He's going to have to be careful in the NFL because he's a very competitive finisher of runs, and he can't do that in the NFL.
We're talking with Greg Cosell of NFL Matchup. Greg, you know, a lot of fans here, stunningly to us, think the Browns should take Saquon Barkley at one. As good as he is, we can't understand why you wouldn't take a quarterback at one.
Well, think of it this way. Yeah. I know what you're saying. I'm not in favor. You know, I'm not making a judgment here.
Yeah.
What if you – it's easy on the outside, and we're all on the outside, you know, to say they need a quarterback. That's easy. What if you don't love one of those
guys? No, I'm with you. I'm just – I guess my assumption, Greg, is that the Browns – there's enough talent there that I'm guessing they're going to – yeah, if you don't think any of them are going to be great quarterbacks, then obviously not. You don't
take
one.
Here's the problem that you face, and we've seen it too many times over the years, is teams draft the position, not the player.
Right.
Because of that platitudinous abstract statement that quarterback's the most important position in the game, which may well be true, but then it leads teams to draft the position and not the player.
Fair point. Absolutely, I get it. I guess I'm just under the assumption that John Dorsey will love
him. I'm not saying the Browns should have, you know.
Right.
Look, there's a lot to like about all the guys we talked about, and there's concerns about all the guys we talked about. Teams have to decide, do I like them? Are the likes better than the concerns, and can the concerns be coached? You know, that's the decision. Obviously, Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield are two totally different players.
Sure.
You know, so that's a decision that the Browns have to make. All I'm saying is, you know, if the quarterback is if the first quarterback's the 14th best player on your board, you can't take him at number one. It's easy to say yes, you should because it's a quarterback, but then, you know, then to me, that's when you run into problems.
Greg, I looked at some of these other running backs, and I don't know how much you've had a chance to break down any of the other.
Oh, I've looked at. Okay.
I really like Darius Geis, and I'm like, you know, the Browns could get him at 33 and not have to use the first overall pick. I like Nick Chubb. I like Sony Michel. I mean, there's a bunch of guys.
Well, I love Sony Michel.
Yeah. I mean, so do you? How would you compare any of these other guys? Like, how close, how far away are the second-tier backs to Barkley?
Well, and that's a great question, you know, because we've also heard through the years that you never take a running back anymore high, which to me is kind of a pointless statement as well, because if a guy's a game-changer, and I think most people believe Barkley's a game-changer, you have to take game changers high. You can't pass up a game changer, you know, just because, then it becomes the position as opposed to the player. I think Barkley's pretty darn special. You know, I could nitpick, and I'm not going to do that just, you know, because it'll probably come across wrong. You know, I do think he has a tendency to bounce, and we'll see how that plays out in the NFL. There's no question that he's an absolute physical marvel. We knew that before the combine. I really like Sony Michel. I think Sony Michel can be a real high-level starting running back in this league. So you're asking me what's ultimately the difference in an offense between those two guys? I don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
If you could get Sony Michel at 33 instead of taking Barkley at one, you'd rather do that, wouldn't you?
I probably would, but...
Yeah.
You know, that's probably going to come across wrong, and I'm sure now I'll get ripped off.
No,
that'd be ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, but you know how it goes. You know, people are going to argue about backs. Well, look, Kareem Hunt was a third-round pick, and is Kareem Hunt, you know, any different theoretically than Ezekiel Elliott? You know, even though I think Elliott's a better player, but, you know the way people have those arguments and debates.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg, great stuff as always. Thanks for breaking it all down, especially the quarterbacks. We appreciate the time.
Hey, guys, you know I love the process. I let the team draft. I just love the process.
That's right. We love getting the process, man.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.